Malachim Beis, Paraches, Pasuk Tes. So King Ben-Hadad of Aram is ill, and he heard that Elisha's in town, so he sends one of his subordinates, Chazael, to go and greet Elisha and bring him a gift and ask, is the king going to recover? Vayila Chazael likraso. So Chazael went to greet Elisha, Vaykach mincha biyado, and he took a gift in hand, b'chol tuv Damasek, and all the good that Damascus had to offer. So as David says, all of the good foods that Damascus had to offer. And we're going to see that it's a lot. Masa arboim gomel. 40 loaded camels. A burden of 40 camels worth. So if it's a gift of food, they're thinking that Elisha had rejected Naaman's gifts, which were expensive silks and silver. He wouldn't accept money, valuable property, but food is different. We knew that Elisha had a lot of Talmidim, and boy, they would love to eat fancy Kobe steak from pomegranate. So he would accept contributions on their behalf if it was food. Some say it was one precious stone equal in wealth to the whole city. That's brought down by the Me'am Loes and the Medrash as all the good of Damascus. Well, the food explanation would be why you needed 40 camels. If it was gold and silver, you wouldn't need 40 whole camels. I mean, he's just asking him to foretell the future. He is not asking for a cure. He is just asking for a diagnosis of what's going to happen. We also know that tuv frequently means food. In Mitzrayim, metav ha'aretz, eating the fat of the land. You'll eat the tuv ha'aretz. Vayavo vayamod lefanav, so Chazael came and he stood before Elisha. Vayomer, bincha ven hadad melech haram, shlochani elecho leimor. Your son, mark of respect, ben hadad, the king of Aram, has sent me to you, saying, ha'echya mecholizeh. Will I recover from this illness? Will I live from this illness? Pasuk Yud Vayomer Elov Elisha. So Elisha answered him and said, Lech emor lo chayo sichya. Tell him you will surely recover. But v'her ani Hashem ki mos yomos. But in fact, God has shown me that he will surely die. It's written in a funny way. Lech emor lo chayo sichya. Go and tell him that he will surely live. Lo is spelled Lamed Aleph. He's not going to live. He will surely not live. But it's pronounced Lamed Vav. Now, of course, for Ashkenazic Jews, lo and lo, loy and loy, are pronounced exactly the same way. But the intent of what's being pronounced is different. So it's a double meaning. Elisha, by saying, tell him he will surely not live versus tell him he will surely live, Elisha was telling him, you can tell him whatever you want to say. If you want to, reveal to him the truth and say you will surely not live and God has shown Elisha you're going to die. If instead you would prefer to lie, you can lie. Because what value is there to telling him that he's going to be a dead man if he's going to die inevitably anyway in any case? Let his last days be happy ones. So the double spelling here of lo lo, aleph or vav, mean that the man of God left it up to Chazael in many ways, how to talk to his king. And said, it's up to you. Either tell him he's going to live, and soon as David says, lenachamo, but the MS is he's going to die. Or tell him he's going to die, so he can prepare himself for his end of days. The more Pashtip shot, because of the Kriuk Sib with the Vav, is to say that he told him, lie to him. Don't tell him the truth. Make him feel better. But the truth is, he's going to die. So the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And Elisha doesn't want to be misconstrued that he somehow God got it wrong, Chas v'Shalom. Of course he didn't. So Chazael is taken aback. But now he has a choice. Yidala v'ya'amed esponav. And so he turned his face away. Vayosem ad bosh. And he kept it turned away for a long time. Vayevk Yesho Elohim. And the man of God wept. So when it says he turned his face away, so what that means is Elisha kept his face expressionless. Now, that's Rashi, Radak, and Ralbag, also Mesudas David. But others say that what this means, Vayah Medes Panav, means he held his gaze. Elisha kept staring him down until Chazael was ashamed, Ad Bosh, and turned his face away. That's kind of interesting. So here, Elisha has been respected. Elisha has been showered with a gift. Elisha has been asked a question in a respectful manner. And yet, on the other hand, Elisha somehow is looking at Chazael in sort of a stern way. Or he's trying to hide from Chazael how he feels. So what some explain, the man Lois explains, that there was more to Elisha's vision than he let slip. Because he saw that the death of Ben-Hadad was going to mean great suffering for the Jewish people. And he didn't want to tell Chazael about that part, so he hid his face. But as the vision clarified and became more and more clear in his mind and vivid, he began to cry. He couldn't contain himself. And Chazael knew something was wrong. By the way, Elisha had suddenly become so emotional. So we're going to see Chazael is going to misconstrue why Elisha's crying. He thinks he's crying over poor Ben-Hadad. He doesn't understand that Elisha is weeping because he sees what's going to happen once Chazael takes over. And how terrible things are going to be after the death of Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad is the anti-Semite you know, but the anti-Semite that you don't even know yet can be worse by far. And we'll see that as we continue.